This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We really haven't checked in on Billie Eilish and her love life lately, so we might as well do that, DZ.
What's the word on Billie Eilish's love life?
Do you remember she was in a relationship? She was dating that Jesse Rutherford guy. All of a sudden, we saw them together, and you're like, no, we didn't. I'm like, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. But it turns out they've already broken up 3 months ago, and that didn't go very long and very far.
Didn't we just see them 3 months ago?
Well, it was like the first time she had kind of come out again with a dude in like probably years. And now all of a sudden, it's like, nope. Done. Totally done.
Billy saw that somebody busted him out and she went, well, that was fun. Bye.
Billy, you're not the first one to claim a guy was yours to the world and then decide a few months later you change your mind. It's okay.
The next day later, you know, whatever.
This is why I don't announce anything anymore. This is why I don't bring dudes out, because 3 months later, there she is going, whoops, never mind. I know I said I thought he was good, but never mind.
Billy could use a couple tips from you, dog.
I could use a few tips from me. Okay?
Touché.
Billie Eilish, single again. Who else is tired?
Not me.
Not me. And the weather's not helping. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios on a Monday.
Nap weather for sure, baby.
Trying to wake everybody up because we got a long day. Pink is playing tonight at AmFam Field.
About to go crazy.
So we've got a big day, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. The fellas out there for Pink, too.
Mm-hmm, very excited about that. But it was a good weekend overall because we wrapped up the state fair. And I went 4 times this year.
Nice.
4 times.
That's good.
Is it? That was a lot.
I think that's good. You went 4 days in a row.
No, but close to it. I went twice in one day, even one time.
That's a lot.
Took my kids finally yesterday, and we had not done the fair yet. We had not gotten a chance. It's like I'd been there, but they hadn't. So we did the rides, we ate, we walked around, we saw the animals.
Okay.
It was a perfect Sunday.
It was a full state fair, Wisconsin State Fair experience.
Mm-hmm. It was. And they had a deep fried Snickers and deep fried Milky Way.
Yum.
I had another pork chop on a stick.
She had to repeat.
What else did they eat? Owen was going to get corn, but he was full because he had pizza. No. You know, all the fair foods.
Of course. You got to gorge yourself just a little bit.
And Friday, we were at Ludacris at State Fair. So a lot of my weekend was the State Fair, if I'm being completely honest. What about you?
Sounds like Wisconsin, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, it was my wife's birthday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Happy birthday to my baby. So we grilled out. A couple people came over, nothing major, but we kept it low key. And, you know, she's about 6 months pregnant, so it wasn't too much that she was trying to do.
Yeah, being pregnant on your birthday sucks.
So, yeah, we just hung out, you know, food, a little potluck style. Everybody
What'd you make?
I was the grill master, so I made the meats.
What'd you make, though? Get specific.
My bad. We had some brats. Some carne asada.
Ooh.
You know,
damn it.
Some onions. A little yum yum. We had some empanadas.
That's it. I gotta come over more often.
You was missing out.
The only time I show up to people's houses where they're cooking like that is in California. My sister with her Hispanic friends.
Nah.
I gotta pull up to Bayview.
Pull up to Bayview.
It's on. Well, happy birthday to Erin.
She had a great night.
Yeah. And we had fun at Ludacris, too.
Oh, Luda was amazing. She was there. That was like a little birthday something for her, too. A little pre-birthday celebration. It was good. It was amazing.
You guys had fun. All right. Well, tell us something cool you did this weekend. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. I mean, we were at the fair. I spent one day at the pool. But overall, a lot of fair for you and I and your wife's birthday. Can't wait to hear what you guys were up to. Summer's almost over.
Stop it.
Better be good. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
We made it to Monday. Summer. We're in the middle of August already, which is unbelievable. I spent most of the weekend at the fair. DZ was at the fair and his wife's birthday happened.
Yeah.
Angie wrote in Lake Geneva. She said, as always, she was kayaking this weekend.
Of course you were, Angie.
Yeah.
Of course you were.
Jen and Zion wrote in and said, just ended 5 days with my bestie from up north. They did a girls' road trip to Indianapolis to see Daughtry.
Ooh.
Then they saw O-Town at City Winery in Chicago.
Dang.
Okay, an amazing, much-needed girls' week. Go, Jen.
Nice little loop. Shout out to the girls' week. Mm. Not weekend, the whole week.
The whole week. Let's go to the phones this morning and find out what everybody else did. Something cool. Ryan is in Alabama. He was whispering.
Oh, we're whispering now.
He said the kids are sleeping.
Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Oh,
go
now
ahead.
He's not.
Tell everybody. I'm the man. I stepped outside now. I couldn't handle that whispering stuff no more.
Okay, so we can stop whispering.
I got the new start time for the new job, so everyone else is sleeping in the house, so now I'm not in my truck hawking no more.
There you go. I see.
So I'm trying to keep the peace.
Smart man.
There is a phase in parenting called the hell phase, much like in a fraternity, hell week, and that's the years when they're little. When they're toddlers.
Oh, yeah.
You sneak around. They run your lives. Everything revolves around them.
Why are you scared of somebody at 30 years old?
You got to whisper.
Ryan, tell something cool you did this weekend.
So this week was harvest weekend for us here at the homestead. We harvested our beans, our wax beans, zucchinis, cucumbers, and pickling cucumbers down in the garden.
Yum.
Tis the season, I see.
Yum.
Yep. So we made some fresh zucchini bread, and we made some fresh banana bread and everything else. So
dude,
it was a fun
yum.
Stick around the house baking weekend.
Ryan, the secret is not zucchini bread, pineapple zucchini bread. You're welcome.
Oh, I know.
My mom used to make that my whole life.
Oh, yeah.
The best zucchini pineapple bread. It sounds disgusting. It is the best bread
I've had in my life.
It's super good.
It's moist.
It's super good.
Oh my God, because the zucchini, it is so good.
Y'all got me planning next weekend. I'm about to try to make zucchini pineapple bread.
Oh, it's so
hard.
Why you
got to plan next weekend? We can do this during the week. Let's go, bro.
You ain't wrong. But we're talking weekends.
Yeah, happy harvesting. Thanks for calling, bud.
Thanks, problem. Have a great Monday.
You too, fam. Later.
I see somebody texted in and they said they had friends in town around Milwaukee, so they had dinner at Stenny's and they took them to see the Queen show.
Oh.
That's cool.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, no, wait. There was no queen show. The drag queen show.
That makes a lot more sense. I was like, queen was out here?
No. There was a typo. They put draw queen. It's drag queen.
Drag queen. Hey,
clearly.
Shout out to Hamburger Mary's.
Some Amber in South Milwaukee said they went camping in the Dells, and the campground had a benefit for her aunt, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. They raised over $8,000.
Very cool.
Wow, that's cool.
What's up. That's
Amber,
what's up.
Good to hear that. Let's go to Charlie this morning in Fond du Lac. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell something cool you did this weekend.
I helped a friend demo his house on Saturday.
Demo a house?
Okay. Yep, inside.
Wow.
Just inside. Just inside. Just the walls. Inside. Just everything inside.
And then he left.
Yep, and I left.
Hey, we got to do what you got to do, Charlie.
Demoing sounds like a stress-free job. Mm-hmm. You get all your stress, all them frustrations out. Y'all here just get a sledgehammer.
It was kind of fun.
Do you remember, DZ, when Charlie called the show one morning and he had gotten engaged over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charlie is officially getting married.
Yeah, of course.
And they have set a date. And I wanted to share with you this morning that Charlie invited us. You ready for this?
What's up?
To his wedding.
Let's go. Okay, Charlie, I see you.
January 20th.
Oh, we got time.
In Fond du Lac.
Uh-huh.
At a church. Charlie, sounds like something we'd love to be at. However,
yes, sir.
Can I read the last few lines to you, DZ?
Of course.
Charlie. How could you?
What's wrong?
This is the last lines on the invitation, DZ. It says, join us at Culver's following the wedding. But hold on. After that, it says, each guest pays for own meal. Charlie, it's not an invite if you make people pay for themselves.
He said, Charlie, I ain't buying everybody a concrete. Charlie, nothing. Get out of here.
He wrote on his wedding invite, come to Culver's, but then pay for yourself. Get the hell out of here.
BYOC, buy your own Culver's?
I'm going to come to the wedding and I'm out. The drive-thru.
I respect it, baby. BYOC, Charlie.
Hey, I am cheap.
Hey, no, it's a double, triple, quadruple salute, man.
You can be cheap.
I've got 8 grandkids already.
I know.
I gotta prepare.
You said I'm buying their food, not yours.
Buying the grandkids' meals is $100 alone, dude, at Culver's.
And now we want to get on top? Nah, bro.
He really says
I got one that lives in Texas, down in Texas, Mississippi, and up here. I'm scattered all over the U.S. with grandkids. So.
He's busy buying Culver's all over the world.
I can't believe you invited us to your wedding, and then on the invite it says, we got to buy our own, though. Unbelievable.
Be BYOC, I respect it, Charlie.
Charlie's so rude. I don't.
I'm gonna start saving now.
I'm gonna expense it. I'm sending him the bill. Expense it. That's it. Charlie, thanks for calling.
You guys have a good day.
You too, dog. Later.
Last but not least, Lisa is calling from Sheboygan, and we never hear from Lisa on Monday morning this early. So I'm guessing she has something cool to tell us about her weekend. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
We never hear from schedules.
It's all messed up. I don't know what's up and down, and that's about it.
It's summer. What'd you do, though?
Yeah, for sure. Well, me and my husband took our oldest child to a college visit at UW-Milwaukee this weekend.
Oh, that's a big deal. A college visit, and did they like it?
Mm-hmm.
They did. So this is our third one, and this is probably number two on her list, but she really did enjoy it. She liked the dorms. They were bigger than anything she's seen before in the other colleges. So.
Okay.
Where else did she look?
We've gone to Eau Claire, and then we've gone to Marquette. And so we're going,
Let me guess.
Marquette,
UWM, Eau Claire. That's the list, and that's the order.
Is that the list?
No.
Oh!
I was going to say Marquette over... Marquette may be...
Sound like a more... You got to be smarter to get
Marquette
in.
But I would pick UWM over Marquette because of the lifestyle all day, every day.
I was going off of... Lisa
Marquette's
said...
Marquette's too inclusive for me.
UWM was second right now, so I was like, ooh, I wonder who would be first.
Eau Claire is first. Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It was the first one, but she just kind of feels at home there, she said. So that's a good sign. But yeah, it's crazy as parents to do these little trips, these college visits with our babies.
So grown. Oh.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, we're doing college visits. Yeah.
I do have some Culver's gift cards around the house if you guys need some.
Lisa, I was going to take you as my plus one, but I was going to tell you, we got to buy our own meal of Charlie.
I'll bring the gift cards.
One free scoop. one free scoop, baby.
I bring the one off my kid's last kid's meal that he got where you cut the thing off the bag.
Off the bag, perfect.
That's it. The end.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
What do we got today, DZ? What's the problem?
So E hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're feuding with the neighbor.
Oh, really? A neighbor feud. Tell me more.
So E says, my family and I live in a pretty quiet neighborhood. People are generally friendly and mostly keep to themselves.
Okay.
We went out of the country for a few weeks on vacation. And when we returned, we noticed our neighbor had built a gazebo in their backyard. It was beautiful, especially the 3 feet of roof that came onto our property.
Oh.
I went over to kindly ask him to correct the dimensions so it wasn't over our property line, to which he scoffed and basically said that it wasn't too much or a big deal, basically saying he wasn't going to fix it.
Mm.
I've already started looking into the legalities since they're being dismissive at my attempts to remedy the situation politely.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to last week. On two separate occasions, we've found dog poop thrown on our front steps.
Oh, hell no. Now it's on.
Our neighbor.
Now it's on.
Is one of the only people with a dog that size on the block.
Oh, it's on.
So we're sure it's him, but can't prove it.
What the hell? Grow up.
How should we move forward with our neighbor's appalling behavior? We don't know what to do next. Any help? E.
So the neighbor's just putting poop on there?
Basically. So this stems from pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
This is petitions of all petitions.
Mm-hmm. That's an understatement.
The neighbor made a mistake or didn't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Built something over the property line.
Mm-hmm.
I know people get real sensitive about their property lines,
man. They don't have a life.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had these problems. Go on.
So you already are doing the right thing as far as looking into the legalities, but now you're dealing with somebody that's going above and beyond to make your life a problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to be...
Well, it's harassment at this point.
It is, and I don't think you need to go ahead and also add this into whatever legalities you're considering. Throw it back.
Oh, just put the poop back on their porch?
Throw it back.
I would do that. I think that's cool.
Throw it back.
What if you were wrong and it wasn't them? You know it's them.
Who
else would it be?
Yeah, I say throw it back. So what are you going to do? Get a camera to catch them in the act? Oh, right. Actually.
Maybe.
Actually.
Yeah, but then what?
Actually.
Then
hold
what?
On. No, well, because then you got proof.
And then what, though?
Then you can go up to them and be like, listen, man, things are going, bleep's about to get real if you're going to keep doing this right here,
I'm
right
saying,
now.
And then what? Then what if they're like, and? Like, what?
Oh, and then for sure. And then some. You got me messed up. Because you don't know. You really don't know if it's them. Right. I'm sure they're convinced. They said it's one of the only dogs of that size on the block.
Yeah.
Got to be a big
dog. They know who it is.
It's got to be a big dog. And you already got problems with that neighbor because of this dang gazebo. They laughed at you and said, okay, you're probably now getting a letter sent to their house. They're getting contacted by the city. Whatever, whatever might be going down. You salty. Yeah. Or they're salty. They taking it out on you.
Everybody's about to be salty. 414-533-1037. The neighbor feud. Now they're at the point where they're putting dog poop on their porch. What would you do?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So he wrote into the show and has an issue because they aren't getting along with their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's dog poop being left on the property, like on the porch on purpose.
Bad vibes.
DZ said send it back.
And it all stems from a dang gazebo that got built while they were on vacation.
That they don't like on their property.
It's on the property line, and I get it. You particular. You know, it might be inhibiting something in your yard now. Either way, the neighbor's wrong, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to blank around and find out.
Let's go to Destiny, who is calling from Milwaukee this morning. I can only imagine what Destiny's going to say. Destiny, good morning.
You know, I'm going to play with that neighbor. I'm going to play with that neighbor. I'm going to go get me a bleach bottle, and I'm going to go on their grass, and I'm going to draw a smiley face on there and walk away.
Oh,
that's a savage move, and I like it.
Hey, that's called a level up.
That is a level up.
They leave you just poop. Threw some dog, doo-doo on my doorstep. Come on now.
Try again.
That's a child's move. And now I get it with the whole property line thing. I, too, am a homeowner. So you do take it kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's my space.
You
type
take it
deal.
Serious. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't care. You 2 feet over, 3 feet over. Now I need them 2-3 feet. Otherwise, I'm going to have to 2-3 feet tax you on it.
Ooh. You going to pay for those 2-3 feet? I mean, if you want to slide me some on top, I could let the gazebo roof
saying.
Slide.
Someone's gonna have to be, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're going to have to up me something, homie. Otherwise, take it down. Why do you do it when he was gone? That's
I don't
the
know.
Thing.
I think they should share it. It should be like a timeshare. Like, the gazebo's half mine and half yours.
He's not even halfway over his property. He can't half share that.
Duh, Destiny's right, though.
He can put his big toe under it, though.
Show did. Kind of coincidence that they built the gazebo when they were on vacation, so they didn't have to ask. Dang, good point.
Destiny said put bleach in the lawn.
Bleach the lawn.
All right, I like it.
Noted. Got it.
But make it a smiley face if you do it so they know it was intentional.
Yeah, so that way you just smile at them and be like, hey.
Smile and wave, neighbor.
I'm going to do a frowny face.
You.
Grass is looking good, neighbor. What are you doing different?
Hey, Destiny, thanks for calling.
All right, you guys. Later.
Later, fam.
All right, Amanda is calling from Racine this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
I like Destiny's idea.
It was funny.
Do that for the hell of it, yeah.
Like, right?
In my yard, a smiley face.
Seriously, when the planes come in, they'll see your yard, and they'll be like, they're smiling at me.
Don't have people out here bleaching their front yards, just putting little smiley faces up there. Don't do that to your grass.
Somebody's on a Southwest flight looking down going, aw, they did a smiley face for us.
Aw, a little peace sign.
Welcome to Milwaukee. Amanda, what would you do?
Yeah, so I'd probably call the city on that, honestly. I like the idea of being petitioned, but I'd probably just call the city so it's not my problem anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of sounds like they already have with the fence stuff, but you're going to call the city and what, report the dog owner?
Amanda's going to do the grown-up thing.
But what do you report? What is there to report there? That's my question.
That they're on your they have stuff on your property that they're not supposed to.
Oh, I
the
thought
gazebo.
She was.
Gazebo.
Ah, well,
I would report the gazebo.
They're already doing that.
Yeah.
You know, looking into legalities. I thought Amanda was saying report the dog.
Mm.
Like report the poop on the
stoop. Oh, no. I love dogs.
Nah. Obviously, not the dog. Not report the dog.
Just take the poop and throw it back, like DZ said. Who cares about the poop?
Throw the poop, get the bleach. Amanda, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Amanda.
Have a good day.
You too, later.
Last but not least, Lori is in Cedarburg. And Lori says she went through this.
Oh.
So, I mean, Lori, you went through the gazebo or the poop part or both?
Did you write in?
Which part?
Oh, well, no. So, We live in a small, quiet neighborhood as well, and we have a house that somebody uses as a rental next door. Didn't have any problems except for this one family. They have a four-car garage, or two-car garage, four cars. Like, they can fit in the driveway. They work on a car right by my parents' bedroom window. Oh.
They got, like, seven cars. I get it. Go on. All night.
And then they would smoke outside because they weren't allowed in the house, too. They almost set a bush on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, so I would get a camera, like a Ring doorbell or something, or make note of when it does, because you're building evidence for if, like, harassment or...
You're saying document because, it, right? Document.
Say this all blows over, they resolve or whatever, what is this neighbor going to do in the future if there's another small disagreement, either with you or maybe in the neighbors across the street? Because those Ring doorbells, you can see, I can clearly see across the parks if something happens.
Right, right.
You can,
well,
that camera's smart. I said it jokingly, like, get a camera for proof. But Lori's 100% right, on point with that. Get the camera, because then you got it. Show it to him, too. Like, look, I got you, goofy.
The thing is, it sucks, is if you're, like, renting, at the worst comes to worst, you can move. But, like, when you own and you want your neighbors are supposed to be part of your village and your support system, and when you hate each other, what a nightmare. What a nightmare. You know what I mean? It's like hating your family.
Couldn't be me.
You know? It's like, ugh, the worst, man.
I mean, and also the other good thing about the Ring is, so you're in the network, because it's a Wi-Fi and everything, you're in the network, you can share videos with other people, and, like, I've had pictures of on my Ring show, like, hey, this was a suspicious person in your area. So
the neighborhood watch feature thing that you can do with the Ring, where you upload, hey, we saw this, or hey, this guy's doing that.
Listen to what the techs say, though. Somebody said technically it can be considered vandalism and they could go to the police if they have video evidence. Somebody else said get a camera, then confront them. If they continue, get the police involved for harassment.
Okay.
And then somebody else said, get a Ring camera and catch them in the act. Do you need a permit to put up a gazebo? The Petty Betty in me would check into all of that.
The Petty Betty in all of us.
That's good.
Lori, hey, I think Lori wins the day, though. She said, get that camera, have that proof. That seems like the soundest advice. Lori, appreciate your call.
Yep, you guys have a good day.
You too. Later.
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Tonight is the night, DZ. She's here.
She is indeed.
She's in town, I think.
Who's she?
Pink. Hey, Pink.
Hi, Pink.
Hey, girl.
Rosado, Rosita.
We gave away tickets to Pink. Tonight is the night, because I remember saying, Pink's going to be in town on August 14th. Guess what today is?
The 14th.
She's at AmFam Field, where the Brewers play. And I'm going to be going to the show tonight with a friend. I'm so excited, because I've never seen her do the Cirque du Soleil stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her back in the day.
Another artist that does great production, a whole show. It's not just watching somebody sing on stage. Like, she get up into it. I've never gotten a chance to see Pink live. I've actually never even been to a stadium show, but I hear they're dope.
Do you? I mean, she's one of those that just has hit after hit after hit. Well, there are some things that people need to keep in mind, because I want to not only remind people going to Pink tonight, but people coming home later are going to need to remember that there's a concert at AmFam that starts around 6:30.
Yeah.
So if you're in rush hour later, FYI.
Traffic might be a mother.
It is a sold out show they're expecting for Pink. There's limited single tickets remaining. So not only is it going to be sold out, it's going to be packed. They're warning you, you know, be ready for the traffic on the freeway later this afternoon when people are trying to get in and out of AmFam Field for that, for the Pink show. And of course, they're saying just go early and remember that, and buy parking beforehand.
If you're smart.
Because
or know what you're doing for parking.
If you're going to show up, you might not get parking if it's sold out. You might, if you don't buy it beforehand. You buy it beforehand, you're guaranteed a spot, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing that I do know. Getting up out of there, getting out of Miller or AmFam, it is difficult. Oh, it's hard, because there's only a limited amount of exits and everybody got to use the same ones. Oh, definitely get there early.
And I should give a shout out to DJ Kid Cutup, who is a Milwaukee boy.
DJ Kid Cutup.
When we found out Pink was coming, I got so many messages from people that went to high school with him. And they were like, he's from Milwaukee.
He's opening.
And I was what?
She loves doing that, bringing somebody local from the area. And that's just smart. Why not attach yourself to the area you're at?
No, I think tours
then
with
he
her.
He DJs
he's
for
from her.
That's right. He's with her camp.
And he's from here. So people were like, Allie.
It's a homecoming for him. I remember we talked about this. Oh, that's right. He actually, he got it like that.
I'm not sure where he went to high school because I don't want to say the wrong one, but I know one of my friends, I know he went to high school with her.
Word.
And I'm pretty sure.
That is cool. Yeah. That is cool.
So anyway, that will be tonight at AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. Not AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. AmFam Insurance Field.
AmFam Field.
I'm getting them all mixed up.
AmFam Field.
God, AmFam Field is where the Brewers play. Yep. AmFam Insurance Amphitheater is at Summerfest.
Yes, yes.
AmFam, you're confusing me with all your AmFamness. Have a blast. I can't wait to tell you about Pink tomorrow and how it was. And I'll see all of the people there that are going tonight because it's sold out.
I can't wait to hear about it. This is going to be a great show.
It's going to be a really good show. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I saw this one on Instagram, got sent to us, and she wrote in all caps to us, DZ.
All caps what?
Allie and DZ, I have a big Am I the Jerk to the point where it is straining my marriage.
Oh.
In all caps, we got this over the weekend.
Say less. So she screamed it.
Screamed it like, help.
So what's the word? What's going on?
All right. Deidre wrote in, and okay. Here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, I've been with my husband for almost 6 years now. We have a beautiful 3-year-old baby girl.
Oh.
My husband's cousin is getting married in October. And I told my husband I do not want to go to the wedding. And here is why. Since my daughter's been born, and even before, my husband's family has always made me feel like an outcast. And now they do it with our daughter, too.
Oh.
They do not do anything with her. The only time they'll spend time with her is when my husband would say something or ask. Shake my head. But this is the cherry on top. His cousin who's getting married had the audacity to include her 2 boy cousins in the wedding, but not her. We will call him Bill. Bill said he forgot about her. Forgot about her in all caps.
Interesting. Bet.
There are only 3 grandchildren on my husband's side of the family. I told my husband I am done with his family. I do not want anything to do with them. I even told him I'm not going to the wedding. So basically, there's 3 grandchildren. The other 2 were in the wedding and not theirs.
Not their kids.
So Deidre wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband she's not attending the wedding.
That's tough. She's taking it to heart. And how do you not? I'm sorry, but they if you feel like you've not only been disrespected, but now your baby is also being disrespected, why would you want to go? You don't feel like you're a part of the family.
Am I the only one who goes to the place when I hear this where I think maybe they don't like him? It has nothing to do with you. Like, I don't know why she's assuming it's her kid because it's their kid. It's not just her. It's not like she came in with a child and he's the stepdad. It's their kid.
So you think they don't like...
I don't think they like him.
Oh.
And I think she's too in her feelings to realize it's about him, not her.
She's just an innocent bystander, a consequence of the relationship.
I was in a relationship once where I felt like the sisters didn't like me, DZ, and guess what I found out in hindsight later?
It
had nothing to do with me. They didn't like him, they didn't like anyone he brought around because they didn't like him.
They didn't like their own sibling.
It was him, DZ. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Like, you get emotional and you're like, they don't like me, but it's not about you.
But you've been feeling like this for some time, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's his kid, too.
Right. Right.
Am I the only one that went there in my mind? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Before, yes. Now, no. Because now I hear what you're saying. Going, oh, dang. And nobody wants to say nothing just because they don't think it's worth it.
And he's a dude, so he doesn't fight with them.
Doesn't realize. Forgets and doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But is she the jerk? Is Deidre the jerk for being mad at the fact that they're ignoring so much so to the fact that she's not going to the family wedding?
The emotional side of me wants to say that no, you're not being a jerk. They're leaving you out. They're excluding your 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of me wants to go, just go to the wedding and move on and just be the bigger person.
Be the bigger person.
Yes, you are the jerk for not attending the wedding, because just grow up and show them how it's done and forget it.
Took the words right out of my mouth, G. Straight up, you don't need to burden yourself with this. Be the bigger person. Teach your child love over anything else. Go. Figure it out. Maybe you will discover something great about the family and y'all are gonna be full circle for it. I think you are the jerk if you don't go.
You think you are.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. Yeah, too petitious for me,
dog. But she thinks they're being petty because they didn't include her kid in the bridal party.
So you're gonna go petty on top of petty on top of petty. Now we got a petty burger.
Well, some people are actually. This is why it's gonna be funny today. 414-533-1037. What do you think? Is Deidre the jerk for not attending her husband's family's wedding because they didn't include her daughter in the wedding? This is something that happens all the time where people want their kids in weddings and they get left out. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Deidre wrote in, she's mad that her husband's cousin is getting married and they did not include their 3-year-old in the wedding, but the other two grandkids are. There's 3 on that side. Mm-hmm. Just their 3-year-old was left out. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not attending the wedding. Let's go to Shay in Greendale this morning and see what she thinks about this. Good morning, Shay.
Morning, everybody.
Hi.
What do we think? She's not attending the wedding because her kid's not in it. She can't stand her husband's family. They make her the outcast. Is she the jerk?
Okay, so I'm going to start by saying she could totally be in her feels because we're all allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that she's being a jerk about not going to the wedding.
Mm.
I feel like...
That's too far.
Yeah, it might be too far. I do think that maybe she needs to address it with them.
Yeah.
If it's really getting into her mindset, that's something that she can do is talk to them about, like, hey, is there anything, like, maybe that occurred that... You know,
that I'm not aware of?
What am I missing?
I'm not like, maybe I did something and...
Right.
What happened?
Shay, this is why I said it's him, not her. It's the dude.
Right.
Mm. They don't like him. I bet. She didn't do anything.
That is the thing. I didn't even think of that until you brought that up. I was like, you know what? That is something. Like, when you don't like somebody and they bring somebody else, you're kind of like put into that category.
You just don't like them. You don't like them off rip.
It was nothing personal. Well, maybe it was. But like, I'm telling you, I have that perspective because I've been in that situation.
Right.
And it was always they didn't like him, which means they didn't like anyone he brought.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter your personality.
Because they don't like or respect him.
Yep.
So anyone he brings around, they're not a fan of.
Discredited.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
If you say, so you know how DZ was talking about the petty burger, right? So if you really want to be petty, go to the wedding and, you know, for their present for the wedding, go put a picture of yourself in a frame. That can be their wedding present. But hello. Put it on the wall.
Go and be petty on top of petty. Enjoy yourself.
Be a little petty. Now I'm just kidding.
Shake it out of here, dog.
But Shay says you're a jerk if you don't go to the wedding.
True.
These people, let them have fun because you know what? The little one is going to remember that. Her cousins are still there.
Yeah.
Like, she can still have fun with her 2 cousins. Yeah, she may not be in the wedding, but
dumb.
She's also, like, when she's
all
3 years
drama.
Old, she won't remember. She won't remember.
Yeah. I hear you,
Shay. She may not remember playing with her cousins, but she won't remember. Oh, like, you know, you can still dress up like a pretty little girl at a wedding.
You can still be a princess. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Shay.
You can be whatever you want. Girl, thanks for calling today, Shay.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Later. She kicks it off.
She does. Let's go to Christian this morning and see what Christian has to say. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
What do we think? Is Deidre the jerk for not attending the wedding?
I'm thinking not a jerk.
Oh.
Well.
The reason is because the opposite family, the husband's family, feels like I think they don't respect that whole family.
Right.
I don't think it's just her or the husband, but I think it's the whole family that they don't respect.
They don't like anybody. Christian said, newsflash, we don't like any of y'all.
They never respected the relationship and cut them off or something.
Yeah.
And Deidre never knew.
And she never knew. I'm telling you.
Ooh, they're like, if y'all end up together, we cutting y'all off. And boom. Ooh.
There's more to this story.
There's way more to this story.
You don't just dislike someone for 6 years who has a 3-year-old child and they have no clue why.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason somewhere, somehow.
Yep.
There is not just out of nowhere. You've either had it out before, you've had an argument. There's no way.
Yeah. But Christian's going, no, not the jerk then, because if they don't like any of y'all, why would you waste your time?
Yeah, why are you going to their wedding and celebrating them?
Because it's family.
Exactly.
It's family.
Yeah, but then why are we forced? This is the thing. We're forced all the time to hang out with people we don't like.
True.
Just because they're related to us.
Dang.
Well, anyway, now I'm in my own feelings.
Look what you started, Christian.
Here I am.
Don't play, man.
One day that's going to bite me because Owen and Hudson are not going to want to hang out with me. And I'm going to be like, hang out with me.
They're going to always want to hang out with you.
Chill out. I don't know about that. Christian, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
So
take care. Later.
Split down the middle right now. Ooh, let's go to Melinda in Rochester. Melinda is calling in and she does not want to lose her theme song. She said, I'm here to say I'm alive, everybody. Melinda, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Your theme song will not get clipped when we do the audit at the beginning of the school year. You're safe.
You're intact, Melinda.
Oh, that's
gotcha.
Good. You know, everybody's trying to call in, and it doesn't mean you get answered. So
we're clipping a lot of people when we do the audit. Trust me. All right.
But you good. You elite, Melinda.
You got in. Melinda, what do you think? Is Deidre the jerk for not attending the family wedding?
Tiebreaker.
This is a tough one. You know, at first I thought she would be a jerk, but you know, it's family. And even if he is disliked in the family, I think being a better person, and I have a young granddaughter too, dress her to the hilt. Find out what the wedding colors are and
put a
color dress and just make her a part of it. And if they don't like it, she doesn't have to walk down the aisle.
Bring your own basket of flowers.
Wait, Melinda said, let's recap. To recap everybody listening this morning, Melinda said, let's be the bigger person. Let's dress her in the wedding colors.
And swoop her into the wedding on our own.
She'll be in pictures, everybody.
Everybody will love it. She'll be like, oh, look at the flower girl, so cute. Bride gonna be like, what flower girl? Wait, what?
Oh, that is amazing.
And you know what? If she really wants to stick it to him, have some pictures taken, and then give it to the grandparents on his parents, his side, for Christmas or a birthday present.
Prolong it for the year.
You are great. Thank you.
Very good.
Melinda says jerk if you don't attend the wedding, which means this chick is a jerk.
Yeah, she is.
Thanks, Melinda.
It's family.
Alrighty.
Have a good day.
Nice talking to you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Well, and not only that, Deidre put at the beginning of the message that it was straining her marriage, and we've told her to just go anyway, so this really may be the end.
How's the husband feel about this?
He doesn't care. Isn't that obvious? This is my point.
We don't know that.
But don't you love it that I went to a place where now we've all decided they hate the husband and not her?
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome, by the way, Deidre. I helped you out. Coming up next. Coming up next, though, it's a new feature on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, everybody. We're starting something brand new on Ali and DZ. We've been prepping for this for weeks.
Weeks.
DZ has taken the time to slowly go through my dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing something called Dumpster Fire Dating next, everybody.
And we're vetting.
We are vetting you, your cousin, your baby daddy, your sister. Dumpster Fire Dating, a new feature on this show, starts next. Get ready, everybody. Kiss FM.
May cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
You thought you were off the hook, did ya?
This music, dog.
Oh, you sent me a DM and thought nobody would ever see it, did ya?
Oh, look at you.
You thought wrong. Hey, today on the show, we are starting a new feature called Dumpster Fire Dating. Why? Because every day of the week, I have a new DM to read to DZ off the air that makes his jaw drop to the floor.
From a potential suitor.
I'm on every app invented, everybody. And the women know what I'm talking about, and so do a lot of the men.
Yes, farmers only, too.
Christian Mingle, and she ain't Christian.
All of that.
Every app invented. But today, let's start with the first DM DZ's going to read, where we dissect the DM and we decide if I should go out with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, DZ, who is this, and what app are we? Is this from Tinder?
So, yeah, this one, today's, comes from Tinder.
Hello, Tinder.
And it's Dave.
Ah, Dave. Yes. What did Dave say to me on Tinder?
I got
to
give Dave a voice. I'm sorry.
This is Dave's opening line, everybody.
Dave's opening line, his icebreaker event.
Which means we matched, and then he sent me a message saying,
do you ever lay down at night, look up at all the stars, and think about all the messed up things in the world? Like, why is there a D in fridge and no D in refrigerator?
That's it.
That's all he said.
That's the whole DM, everybody.
That is all he said.
That's what he sent me.
Let me break this down for you.
DZ, should I go out with that guy?
Hell no.
Hell to the no. What a weirdo.
I'm right off rip. No. Because what he was trying to do was be funny and witty.
And he wasn't.
Being deep, but ended up being really superficial. He was trying to make you laugh and go, wow, this guy's got some depth into his life.
I feel like he was trying too hard.
Hey, you had me. You had me in the first half. It was like, you know, think of all the messed up stuff in the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this guy's really trying to lay it on thick and show his depth. And then goes, like, why there's no D in refrigerator, but a D in fridge.
Ooh, and I want to go, you know, Dave, these aren't the things I have time to think about every day. Sorry.
out of all of the lines that he could have picked to say something as an opener, I don't think he's getting much play off of that line alone. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, my boy, you're going to have to step up your game because that ain't it.
Yeah, I would rather him say, hi, Allie, besides what he sent me.
Just hello.
That would be fine.
For that to be an opener?
It was strange.
For that to be no other conversation had?
It's too much. It's trying too hard.
What did he think he was going to accomplish with that? Like, haha, you're so funny?
I think he thought he was funny.
I think he did.
That's
exactly what he thought he did, and yeah, he definitely wasn't.
You can always text or call and let us know if you think that we should give these guys a chance when we read these on Dumpster Fire Dating. 414-533-1037. Because these DMs I get are unbelievable.
And was this a good line? Do y'all think this was a good pickup line?
No, I'm not going out with that guy. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
what did he say again? D in fridge or something?
Our man said, do you ever lay down at night, look up at all the stars,
no,
and think about all the messed up things in the world?
No, I don't, Dave.
Like why there's a D in fridge,
no,
but no D in refrigerator. Sir, how old are you?
Unmatch.
How old are you?
I'm not even replying. I'm unmatching.
Block and delete.
Unmatch.
No, but for real.
Wait, I'll see what the listeners say and then I'll unmatch.
Yeah, there you go. Rate this man.
Listen, let's take a call. What the hell? This is the first time ever we're doing Dumpster Fire Dating. We're going to read some of these DMs guys send me and get your opinion. Hello, Kiss, who's this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay in Muskego.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you, by the way?
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you hear this?
I'm on my last 3 days of my 9-day stretch, so I'm like counting it down.
You got this, well, Lindsay.
And we also got this for you, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. No, don't get stressed. It's going to get physical. What's your theme song, Lindsay?
Conversations at the Waffle House.
Hey. Jonas Brothers. What do you think? Somebody texted in and said, sounds like a stoner. Smoke another one, buddy.
That, or it sounds like one of those like surfer guys that just are like, good. Did you see the massive wave?
He definitely sounds. And maybe I gave
it
him that
amazing
voice. I'm sorry if I'm making this dude sound
DZ
dumb right now.
DZ gave him that voice, by the way. We don't know what his actual voice is like.
Like, the way, like
with an opening line like that, what else do you think he's going to sound like?
Yeah.
So, yes, right. But you know what? If you were to reply, I don't think you should. But if you were, you could be like, dude, I often wonder why we drive down or why we park in a driveway and drive down a parkway. Mind-blowing information.
No. Lindsay, because then he's going to think him and Allie are soulmates.
Right. No, Lindsay.
I wouldn't reply, but like, I bet that would blow his mind.
That he'd
like,
go,
what?
Whoa.
And
he's definitely a surfer.
And Faith are self-assaying. Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Dude, somebody texted in and said he was going to say something about putting the D in you.
Oh, he was subliminally throwing D's in there.
Take your D and go home, Dave. Dave with the D. Dave with the D.
That would be clever if that was the case. That would be clever.
Damn.
I don't think it was.
Dave, let me introduce you to Bob. Bob is very nice. Bob lives in my drawer and he's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we're going to say we're not going out with Dave. Is that the consensus?
What do you think?
I would not, Allie.
Whoever did.
Lindsay said no. Nah.
Oh, Bella and Kenosha. I don't even know if I can read this text on the air.
Don't. AKA do it.
Did you ever wonder why there was a D in D's?
Oh! That should be your response.
Allie, hit the hell to the no button. Love Bella from Kenosha.
Hey, that's two no's. I'm saying we're no. Out. You're feeling no. Lindsay,
thanks.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You all too, right. Later.
Thank you for all your input. That was your first edition of Dumpster Fire Dating, where DZ's going to read DMs I get on dating apps and even on social media. Why not?
Ever wonder why there's no D in refrigerator?
Enter at your own risk, boys. We may light you up.
Oh, we gone.
Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We have not discussed this on this show, so let's start. Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk.
Uh-huh.
It started with Elon Musk challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a fight.
To a duel.
But the funny thing is, a UFC fight, but the funny thing is... As soon as Elon Musk challenged Mark Zuckerberg, the first time ever I've seen a celebrity go, okay, bet, let's go.
Square up then.
Like Mark Zuckerberg said, okay.
Run it.
I couldn't believe Mark Zuckerberg said that, but I can at the same time because we just saw a picture of Elon Musk on a boat. He looked horrible. He was out of shape. He was white as hell. Mm. The white part has nothing to do with it, but he got made fun of for being not tan, you know?
Right, right, right.
But he had a big old belly. People were making fun of that too. And I thought, if I had seen that picture and he challenged me, I would take him on to a fight too.
It wasn't a flattering photo of Elon. And it left people going, oh, y'all gonna scrap? Because if you've been paying any attention, Mark is actually training.
Mark Zuckerberg's
out there doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's training with actual UFC fighters. This man is no joke when it came to this game. He was really trying to square up.
Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk won't do it. So once Mark Zuckerberg said, I'm in, guess what happened? Elon started coming up with excuses. So Mark Zuckerberg finally came out and said, Elon won't confirm a date. Then he says he needs surgery, and now he has to do a practice round in my backyard instead. If Elon ever gets serious about a real date, an official event, he knows how to reach me. Time to move on, yeah.
You want to roll around in my backyard? Not me!
Mark Zuckerberg said, time to move on. Elon's not going to fight me. He isn't serious, clearly, because he didn't think you'd step up. That's why I think it's so funny.
Mark's saying, Elon's scary.
Dana White, the president of UFC, said he would make this a legit competition for charity.
He'll sanction them both just so that they can square up, because this would bring the dollars. Come on now.
Facebook versus Twitter.
Yep.
Or X, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Right, right. Meta versus X.
Ooh. Let's go. I'd love to see him duke it out.
My money's on Mark, no question.
All my hatred for all the social medias, like them fighting at once. Like, I don't have to fight. They fight now. I'm here for it, man.
Who Jack Dorsey fighting next?
Well, whatever. We're here for it, but it's not happening.
Boo.
We're moving on. It's done. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy Monday morning.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Monday.
It is Pink Day in Milwaukee. Pink is finally here performing tonight at AmFam Field where the Brewers play.
Well, then why are we saying Happy Monday? We should say Happy Pink Day.
Happy Pink Day.
Happy Pink Day,
happy
everybody.
Happy Pink Day. I know a lot of people listening have plans to go tonight. I just want to warn you that they are expecting a sold-out show. There's only a few remaining single tickets. So a lot of things people need to remember because they're opening the doors. Like, everybody's going to be going in around 5, 6 o'clock tonight. I think at the same time,
everybody's going home.
It's drive time. Yep. Yeah, it's rush hour. Yep. So they want everyone to be prepared that traffic's going to be a little wonky tonight as everyone's trying to get into the field or get home. So keep that in mind. And they want you to come early because since it's sold out, parking will be limited. They've already sold a lot pre, and the rest you'll have to get today.
They want you to plan accordingly.
Yeah.
Because they're expecting it to be not mayhem, but not easy.
I'll be there, and I'm going to do so many go girls tonight. There's going to be so many go girls happening. Hey girl.
Queen, yes.
Yes, you too, sister. Woo! It's already going to happen at Pink tonight.
I can see it.
It's girl power for sure tonight at AmFam Field.
That's what it's about, though. It's Pink Day.
Yeah, it is Pink Day. But let's talk about something else, because you're going to trigger a lot of people this morning because you had a bad experience in a drive-thru, did you?
Yeah, man. And I haven't had a ton of bad experiences through drive-thrus.
Well, that makes one of us. I won't name names, but boy, have I screamed at a few people in my mind.
You know, and I'm definitely not looking to name no names. You know, so we're going to keep it absolved
here. But what happened?
But dog, so the other day, I was on my way home, right? You know, had left work, was on my way. I knew Erin, my wife, who's pregnant right now, was probably going to be a little hungry.
Yeah. She was on a teacher. She needed lunch.
Uh-huh.
She was off duty for the summer.
Exactly. So she's home and hadn't made lunch. So I hit her up. I was like, hey, I'm just thinking about stopping and getting some food. The night before, she was like, oh, I would love some nachos. And I was like, oh, okay, bet.
She was craving nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Didn't end up getting them the night before.
Sure.
So the next day, as I'm on my way home, I'm like, you know what? Maybe she'd like it today.
Yeah.
Hit her up. Sure enough, she went, yes, yes. So I'm like, bet. I'm going to stop at the drive-thru, grab us some lunch.
Yes.
So I was ordering lunch for myself, our son, and my expecting wife. So technically, I was feeding four people.
Yeah, got it.
I'm ordering. I'm like, let me get nachos. Let me get a taco. Let me get that little box, whatever. Do y'all got this? Nah, we're out of that. Okay, bet. Let me then get a chicken quesadilla.
You go down your list.
I order what I know we want, what I want, what we're going to get Sammy, what Erin wants. And I'm like, bet, we good. As I get to the fourth item, item that I'm ordering.
Yeah.
Somebody in the drive-thru line talks about, dang, this dude's ordering the whole menu. Wow.
Wait. The guy taking your order said it through the speaker and didn't know you could hear him.
It wasn't even the person taking my order.
It was somebody else.
Ooh! Chimes in.
No.
They must have not been muted. They did it on purpose. Well, I don't know.
No, they didn't know they weren't muted. They did. I bet. Because what happened next? Hold on. Though. What happened next?
I paused. I was like, what?
So you're in the middle of ordering, and some guy comes on going, this guy ordering the whole store.
Dang, this dude ordering the whole menu.
I'm sorry, but I don't know where you were, and I don't want you to say their name, but if it's where I think you were, we all order 55 items at this place when we go there. That's what we do.
Not my fault y'all sit there and put everything on the menu one by one.
And even if we didn't order 55 items, I could.
You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I got. You don't know who I'm feeding.
Thank you.
Because I'm in the car by myself. Like this.
Okay, so you hear this back at you. Somebody doesn't realize they're not muted in the drive-thru.
Yeah, I'm taken aback.
And then what happens next?
So I go, my bad, dog. I'm just feeding my family. Just like that.
Silence.
Silence. I mean, I'm talking about deafening. I was like, mm-hmm. What up now?
They didn't know they were muted.
I got real short, real quick. And I was trying to be nice, but I was like, oh, my bad. I'm just trying to feed my family, bro. Like what? Excuse me?
Sorry, I gave you a job today.
Were you bored?
You got better stuff to do back there?
Because I know you don't. You here at work to do what I'm doing,
making the
food that I'm ordering. So, I mean, I'm talking about silence for a good 5-10 seconds. And then the lady that was originally taking my order was like, okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Can we get you anything else? Would you like a drink?
She's in the middle now, all uncomfortable.
Any sauces? And I'm just like, yeah, drink, no ice, all the sauces.
Now you're mad.
Okay, your total's... I don't care about the total. I'm coming to the window.
So you get around to the window.
Tell me my total at the window.
How awkward was it?
I've never rolled down my window more aggressively. Lady comes to the window, and you could just tell she's making that awkward eye contact like...
Well, she's embarrassed because...
Secondhand, for sure.
John in the back screams something through the drive-thru when she's the one that's got to face you.
Yep. So she tells me my total.
God.
And I'm like, okay, for sure. Boom, hand my card. And she's like, she leans out and she's like, I just want you to know that wasn't me. I'm so sorry.
Obviously, lady.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, oh, I could obviously tell it wasn't you.
Yeah.
But I just got to be honest, that was mad rude.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be ordering my food now.
Yeah.
I should just go to a different establishment because... Of the way that I was treated and represented, like you made me feel
like I was putting you out when I showed up at a restaurant and ordered food in the drive-thru like I was supposed to. You made me feel like I was putting you out.
Gee, I felt fat shamed for ordering. I
didn't even think about that, DC.
When it wasn't all for me, I was like, bro, like you don't know the circumstance. And even if it was all for me, how dare you speak to somebody in that manner, bro? Hell no.
DZ, I didn't even think about that. The fat thing didn't even occur to me. You would have felt like embarrassed, like they were shaming you for how much you ordered.
I felt shame.
I took it as they were just annoyed they had to do work, but I get what you're saying now.
I ordered five items.
Yeah.
Three of them came in a box that they put together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that y'all are doing that. That's got no consequence on me.
Anybody working in a drive-thru should know better than to assume everything's for the one person.
Man.
You never know. It's a drive-thru to go back and give to other people.
Right. Come on now. You have no clue what I'm doing with my day. And I told you what I was doing with my day. Feeding my family. They were very apologetic. But it was kind of the principle of, man, that could have really sent somebody on a spiral. Had it been somebody weaker than me. No, I'm playing. But for real. Had it been somebody
100%.
That it could have really messed up their day. Imagine somebody.
Yes.
What my wife said, crazy. She was like, imagine somebody has an eating disorder.
Yep. And they're privately in the line doing whatever they're doing.
And now all of a sudden you sent them on this spiral that they're either not going to touch their food or they're going to gourd themselves or they're going to get sick from this. You could have really messed somebody's whole week, month, year up with that commentary, man.
There's a lot wrong with this whole story.
Dog.
But the drive-through stories are never, there's never a shortage.
There really ain't.
414-533-1037. Kevin, you think you can one-up DZ? Because this is a pretty big one. This is, I mean, I hear a lot of stories, but for someone, as you're in ordering, go, dang, he's ordering the whole store.
I was offended.
You should have been.
I was offended but for ordering. Ashamed.
I think it's funny that you snap back at him as well. And
had
so
to.
He knew that you heard that,
mm-hmm.
which is even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Anyone ever come at you like this in the drive-thru?
You got a drive-thru nightmare story?
So many levels wrong with this story. Let's hear your stories next. Kiss FM. Pentatonix tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes. We are hooking you up every day this week around 8:40. They're going to be at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater August 31st. So Pentatonix, you want to see? Hold on.
Boom. Or should I say boom, 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 boom.
We are acapella, are we ever? If you don't know what Pentatonix is, acapella. There you go.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Elizabeth in Milwaukee this morning because we were talking about your drive-through horror stories. DZ was in the drive-through ordering, and in the middle, somebody who didn't know they weren't muted came on the speaker and went, damn!
Damn! Dude eating good today.
Elizabeth, what's your drive-through horror story?
So I was helping a family of my best friend at the time, taking care of him while he was in hospice.
Aww.
And we had a really rough night. And so the next morning, I was trying to think of something I could do. So I was like, I'm just going to go get them all breakfast.
Aww.
Very nice.
I That's
went
nice.
To an establishment mm-hmm. where I actually worked while I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I ordered 20 of the simplest thing on the menu because mm-hmm. I knew it was a lot. And I, you know, they told me it was going to be a little bit of weight. I said, no problem. You know, I'll take your time.
You knew you had a big order.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so while I'm waiting, I can see and hear the girl who was in the kitchen area say, oh, my God, she ordered 20 of blah, blah, blah. She's forcing it. And she just went on for like 5 minutes about how ridiculous this was. And I'm obviously already very emotional because this is a tough situation.
It's a heavy Aww. Day and you're just trying to lighten it with a little breakfast, dog.
Right. And Aww. So when they brought me my food, I said, can you just let that girl know that I heard everything she said?
Ooh.
And that this food is actually for someone who is taking care of their son in hospice. So I hope she feels great about herself.
Mic drop.
The manager was just like, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And turned around and I saw her go and talk to the girl behind the counter. And I don't know what she said, but
mm-hmm.
I was very frustrated.
That's
wow.
tough. Well, and y'all, I'm not saying you can't complain, you can't go, you can't be like, dang, man, they ordered a lot. We understand. Mm-hmm. Working, especially sometimes in fast food, through drive-thrus,
it's
it can
hard.
Be difficult.
I worked in a drive-thru in high school.
Say what
I
you want.
At Hardee's.
Say what you want, but sometimes
hard,
you
yeah.
need to know when to internalize it, or at least wait until the customer's gone, and you can say it to the coworkers, and everybody can joke and understand one another.
Just
man,
shut
when
your
you,
mouth.
When, shut your mouth.
You're on
when
an
you
open
hear
mic.
It, thank you.
I feel like you and I know this because we work with a microphone. If you're near a microphone, shut up.
Mind your manners. If you're right. on a mic, mind your manners, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog.
Like,
and I worked at this place in high school, and the thing I ordered really only just has to be thrown in the microwave.
Takes 2 seconds.
So
you knew.
I was especially irritated because I was like, it's not like you had to, you know, it wasn't really that hard. It's
you
just a lot.
You knew the work they Listen. Had to do, and it wasn't a lot.
Elizabeth, mm-hmm. thank you for calling. We appreciate that
thank
story.
You.
Facts. Take care.
DZ, somebody texted in and said, I was at a fast food place. I asked for a medium chocolate shake, and the woman handed me a small vanilla. So I very politely told her that was incorrect, told her my order, and she proceeded to throw my shake into my car.
Dude.
It exploded everywhere.
Dude.
I then chose to throw my loaf of bread I had in the car at the window.
Why'd you get rid of the loaf, though?
She threw back at the chick. Oh,
the
God.
Loaf was an innocent bystander. I would have thrown the shake back. They're like, you better just be happy if the machine was working.
Right? The vision I have right now, these two fighting.
Oh,
oh my God. Bree's in West Dallas today, I believe on 5. Yes. Good morning, Bree. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, I love you guys. I'm so excited I finally got through to you.
Hey, we love you back.
I won Hillary Duff tickets without my first time ever calling in for the top 8 at 8. I won Hillary Duff tickets.
Well, that's a blast from the past. You've been listening to Kiss for a while,
strong,
then.
Faithful listener.
She doesn't even make music anymore. You go, girl.
I know, and it was back when, like, house phones were a thing. And you had to, like,
she had a landline calling Kiss FM.
Oh, my God.
Kiss don't know nothing about that.
I'm very happy to hear that you won Hillary Duff tickets from us in 1994.
Stop it.
Yeah, my brother was like, I'll go with you. She's hot. And I'm like, okay, cool.
No, that's awesome. Listen, Bree, what's your fast food story?
Tell us.
Okay, so I go to an establishment, and I have a van full of children. You know, they're screaming and yelling. And I told them, you know, be quiet and everything. And they were pretty polite. And the lady who was taking my order, she was like, damn. And I don't think she realized that she was, you know, still on her microphone. She goes, and you wonder why children are so obese these days. And I was like,
yo, hell no.
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh. And one of the kids ended up having, like, kind of like a sensory thing. So they didn't really have the sensory disorder, so they didn't really know what they like. I don't know. They had a little bit of an issue.
It doesn't matter. She shouldn't have said it.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't care what the issue is.
Oh, exactly. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. And I'm like mama bear at this point. Yep. So I go into the establishment, and I complained to the manager about it, and I was super nice because I used to be a manager, so I know how that goes. And I had somebody throw a meatball sandwich at me before.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I was like, you don't throw kids in there. And I was telling, you know, don't do that.
Nah.
So the manager ended up, like, completely giving me my whole order for free, and I was super, super, super thankful for that. But
Ugh. They made it right.
Yeah, but that's why I would never want to be a manager. Imagine you have to deal with all the people with the nonsense like that, you know?
Well, I know, and people don't play with their food. They do not play.
And I don't like my food played with either, so I always have the dilemma of, do I say something, do I not?
They
are still controlled.
Exactly,
thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you. So I'm always like, oh, is this worth it? Is it worth it?
Bree.
For the kids, worth it.
Bree. I'm the same way. I'm always so weird about it because I'm like, man, if I do say something, I don't want them to, like, you know, do
mess
something
with it. I don't want them to mess with it. Right. But not the babies. Yeah. Nah, we go bear mode for the babies all day. Yeah.
Bree, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Later.
Somebody texted in and said, bottom line, it's none of anyone's business what we order or why. It's your job to work and make the food.
Thank you. Not being disrespectful, but you don't got to disrespect me.
We're going to take Kathleen in Hartford really quick. I know we're running out of time. We got to give away these tickets. But Kathleen, she wanted to talk because she had an experience much like yours where she felt like she was, like, shamed for how much food she ordered, DZ.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know who it was for. Kathleen, what happened?
Talk to us.
So me and Michael were out at a restaurant.
It's Mike and Hartford's wife.
In case you're wondering who Mike is.
Mike and Hartford's wife. Go on, Kathleen.
So we went out to a restaurant, and we hadn't eaten all day. And I told the waiter, I said, hey, we're going to order a bunch of stuff. We're starving. We haven't eaten, whatever. So we ate a bunch of different things, and we got a bunch of appetizers, whatever. And we ate, like, not all of it, but we had a good portion, whatever. So the waiter comes, and they were bad, I will say. And then he goes, wow, you really did eat a lot of food.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
What?
He wasn't a...
Of course it cuts out.
Stop trying to call her. She's on the radio, people. People are beeping in. You can tell when they're
on. Tell she's getting a call
call. You know she's on the radio. Let her talk. Okay, so you got the food and they said, you like to eat a lot? Hold on. What?
Well, yeah, we ate the food. They were like, wow, you really did eat a lot.
Excuse me, one. No. Two.
Things never to say.
Bleep you. And three, bleep off.
Don't ever comment on how much I ate when you collect my plate from my table. Ever.
Appreciate you grabbing them.
I called the manager over and I said, listen. I said, one, they did not do a very good job here. I go, but two, I said, I don't need somebody commenting on what we ate. My preference with, we're going to be ordering a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Comped the entire bill.
Ooh.
Good.
I need to start complaining more. Get these bills comped.
No, that's right. So, yeah. Because you don't ever know. Well, Kathleen lost a ton of weight like me. Kathleen lost a huge amount of weight.
Yeah.
And so when you don't know someone's history, and you could, someone who's dealt with weight stuff.
You can like spiral somebody,
have,
yo.
It's part of our journey. Like, you can't say that to people you don't know.
Nope, at all.
You don't know what's going on or what they're thinking about. You just never know.
Moral of the story, man. Got to mind your manners for real, though.
And her husband just texted in and said, facts. That literally happened. I was so bleep.
The cosign.
The cosign by Mike.
He said, true story. I was there.
It's true.
Goodness.
Thanks for calling, Kathleen.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right. So
At least we're not alone here.
You're not alone. And I still can't believe somebody shouted that at you in the drive-thru, DZ.
Dang, dude, ordering the whole menu. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
And all right, let's give away these Pentatonix tickets. Pentatonix tickets, they are a knockup. Not only is it Monday in Milwaukee, it's Happy Pink Day.
It's officially Pink Day.
Pink's in town, everybody. Pink's playing at AmFam Field tonight. I'll be there. A lot of you listening will be there, and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, buddy.
That being said, I need to remind everyone that the show starting around 6:30, so the opening acts, which means all of these people going to AmFam Field during rush hour,
right,
is something you need to be prepared for. They want you to get there way early.
Yeah.
It is a sold out show with a couple single tickets remaining, which means parking will fill up.
Plan for parking.
If you haven't bought advanced parking, get there early so you can buy it today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's hard to do. I don't think the day of you can do advanced. So you got to go out there and get it.
Okay.
Otherwise, good luck.
Yeah.
Or
honestly,
take a bar shuttle or go with your friends or Uber, whatever your thing
get
is.
Get dropped off something, but plan accordingly because it's about to be crazy.
And they wanted everyone warned that this is all going on during rush hour.
Right.
Everyone's trying to get to AmFam Field for the Pink concert at rush hour. Keep that in mind. Yep. Avoid 94, honestly.
At all costs.
That's my advice. If you're not going to the Pink concert, I mean, I'm crazy enough. You know me. I wouldn't even take Blue Mound or Greenfield instead of 94. I would go all the way up to like Capitol. And I would come all the way back around just not to mess with people.
Let me break it down for you in fewer words. If you can helicopter to the show tonight, do it. If you can get airlifted there, go for it.
Yeah. And shout out. That's actually right, DZ. And shout out to one of her openers who is from Milwaukee, by the way.
Huge.
And every time this happens. Last time Pink came to town, people were messaging me and they were like, hey, did you know DJ Kid Cut Up is from Milwaukee? I went to high school with him. So many people messaged me. I went to high school with that guy.
He's a real one.
He's one of her first acts.
That's
so.
Local love. And he travels with her. She's not just doing that because she's in the mill. She's doing that because he's good and brings them everywhere.
Shout out to him for that. So don't forget the Pink show is tonight. Avoid AmFam Field around evening if you can, if you're not going.
And if you can't avoid it, enjoy.
And I'll see you there, our ladies. It'll be, hey, girl, let's go.
It's a ladies' night.